Sometimes there's a news event that strains all analogies. This week, the United Nations Commission on Human Rights elected Libya as its new chair. The secret ballot vote was 33-3. The United States and Canada have acknowledged that they voted against Libya. Another 17 nations, reportedly including 7 European states, abstained without identifying themselves. Libya, after all, sells an awful lot of oil. Libyans can certainly be fine people, perhaps even Ambassador Najat El-Hajjaji, who will serve as chair. But under the regime of President Muammar Gaddafi, a lot of fine Libyans are in jail. A good many more have been routinely hunted down, tortured, and executed. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International rank Libya as among the half-dozen most repressive regimes in the world. Putting a Libyan diplomat in charge of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights is like putting Mark Furman in charge of community relations for the Los Angeles Police Department. It's like putting Pete Rose in charge of the Ohio Gaming Commission. It's like putting Hurricane Lily in charge of the New Orleans Committee for Historic Preservation. It's like putting Trent Lott in charge of the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. The chair's job is traditionally rotated among different regions of the world. It is now Africa's turn. There are a number of African states that have outstanding and informed records on human rights. South Africa, in fact, might be that nation in the world which has been most brave about looking into its own soul on human rights. The new government that's just won free elections in Kenya would have been an impressive choice. But Libya has reportedly spread around much of its oil wealth to gain support among many states for the vote. Rory Mungovan of Human Rights Watch says the Libyans buy votes to protect themselves from scrutiny rather than uphold human rights. Putting Libya in charge of the United Nations Human Rights Commission is like putting Ken Lay in charge of the Small Business Administration. Libya's elevation arrives at a time in which the leadership of the United Nations may be brought into open disagreement with the United States over Iraq. It may be difficult to discuss that disagreement when human rights in the UN's bureaucracy is embodied by Libya's chairmanship. It's like putting North Korea in charge of the International Atomic Energy Agency, or James Traficant in charge of the Federal Elections Commission. It's like putting French and Russian figure skating judges in charge of the World Court. It's like putting Theodore Kaczynski in charge of the U.S. Postal Service. It's like, well, try your own hand to fill in the blank. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?